This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian military said Thursday that it had recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. A statement from the army said the government is in control of the whole city. The statement said the government was able to take control of the city with the help of Russian air support. Palmyra's recapture marks the second time control of the city has changed hands over the past year. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who had been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam. He's the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol had been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia's attorney general said Thursday that the period under which Kim can be held without charges will run out soon and that they just don't have enough evidence yet to file charges. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015 showing images of Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip Le Pen of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution on charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. The European Union Thursday asked Macedonian President Georges Ivanov to reverse his decision to block the formation of a coalition with ethnic Albanian parties. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini met with Macedonian officials Thursday and called for a toning down of rhetoric for fear of sparking ethnic conflict. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending.
We will give our military the tools you need to prevent war and, if required, to fight war and only do one thing. You know what that is? Win. Win.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. The carrier shifts from steam to electrical power and will be equipped with the latest weaponry, communications, and operating systems. It is expected to be commissioned later this year. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions faces growing pressure to resign or at least remove himself from his agency's investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. President Donald Trump said he has total confidence in Sessions, but the two top congressional Democrats, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, both demanded the Attorney General's resignation after it became known that Sessions met twice last year with Moscow's ambassador to Washington, even though he testified under oath at his January confirmation hearing that he had no contact with Russian officials. A key Syrian opposition figure told reporters Thursday that the main opposition delegation will meet again Friday for UN-mediated talks. Nasser al-Hariri says the delegation has held very positive discussions with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura. He said the focus of the talks is the issue of political transition in Syria. Hariri said the talks will take time and cannot be concluded in just 1 or 2 weeks. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday that requests for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to a 44-year low last week. The figures indicate a tightening of the labor market. Sweden Thursday reinstituted a military draft for both men and women. The nation's defense minister cited the deteriorating security environment in Europe. Under the plan approved Thursday, at least 4,000 18-year-olds will be called up each year. A ruling Thursday by Egypt's top appeals court effectively acquits President Hosni Mubarak of charges of killing protesters during a 2011 uprising. The Court of Cassation rejected an appeal by prosecutors allowing an earlier acquittal verdict to stand. The court also rejected a civil petition by families of the victims for compensation. The 2011 uprising resulted in Mubarak's removal from office. Mubarak is now technically free to leave a hospital where he has been under house arrest. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best